when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, I'm so glad you hung on. We had a dynamite hour. I can't believe it. The time goes faster and faster and faster. Y'all are probably sick of me saying that. But we had, in case you're just tuning in, we had John Friends. He is the assistant editor of the Barnes Review. It's a great, great publication. I couldn't recommend it highly enough. You ought to go in there and get it. He gave you information on how you can get it. He also writes for America Free Press. Great guy, great guy. He's one of us, too. This hour, we have Rand Owens back. He's going to be my right-hand man, or I'm his right-hand man. He's going to keep us run this second hour. Second hours and third hours always longer than the first, because of the first hour we have to say the prayer, we do the housekeeping, we name the donors, and which I like doing that, but the second hour is always going to be longer. And we also have Dalton Stout. He's been on several times before. He's with the Aryan Network, and we're going to ask him about specifically and about other things, but we're going to concentrate on what went on up here in Nashville, Tennessee, with this mentally deranged, this mentally ill freak, tranny, whatever. They're freaks, man. These people should be locked the hell up or eliminated because they're dangerous. They're very dangerous. And they spread filth amongst us good people like flies at a picnic. But we need to get rid of them one way or the other. I don't care how the hell we do it. But anyway, we have Dalton's on. We have Rand on. So how are you doing tonight, Dalton?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm glad to have you on tonight. Like I said, we got old Rand. Rand, my old Alabama lone wolf. He works hard. He runs cattle and does all kind of stuff and fixes up houses. How you doing tonight, Rand?
I'm doing great, Eddie. Good to be with you and Brother Henry tonight.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here. I'm just going to open up, set the table. I'm going to leap back I'll open up and I'll let you and Dalton have a few questions to ask and let you and Dalton get with it. But, you know, Dalton, I know, like I said, while we were talking before we came on the air, we talked together, and you, your group, even more so than League of the South now, y'all are more boots on the ground, more action-oriented. Y'all are doing more operations than us, we in the League of the South, and I explained why we had the living hell suit out of us, and it's still not over because of what went on at Charlottesville in August of 12th of 2017. So we're still suffering from that. You know, we've been under the microscope, but I really admire and respect what you've been doing, because I know you and your people have boots on the ground, and you people, y'all have gone out and confronted these LGBT plus these demon possessed, mentally ill faggots, for lack of a better word. Y'all have gone and helped protect children. Y'all have gone and busted up these drag story time hours, you know, that they bring these people bring their children there and offer them up like offering the sacrifice to Baal. But what I was going to ask you, I want you to tell us a little about what your idea, what you think about what went on in Nashville, maybe what went wrong. And I want to frame my question to you. I've seen on the internet where the international, especially in the national LGBT trans fags, they're saying that what we saw in Nashville was just the beginning. They're coming after us Christians. And you know what? And here's something else. They know full well they can do it pretty much with impunity, because we have a global homo government. We have an international government run by the homosexual Jews. It's especially here in the United States with Sodom on the Potomac. We have a government. We've been taken over by a homosexual Jewish communist Satan worshiping Marxist. With that, With that in mind, knowing that anytime we lift a finger, we're going to have to not only fight these Satanists, these devil worshiping fags, we're going to have to be ready to fight against our own so-called government. So with that in mind, John, how could we defend? What can we do as people as best we can without getting thrown into prison or without having to shoot it out with the feds? What can we do to protect, to guard against further incidents like that? Which they're coming. They've been promised. So go ahead, John. What can we do? Dalton, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dalton. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was waiting for someone else.
My problem. That's one of my old seniors. So we just got through having John.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Dalton.
Yeah, so what happened in Tennessee was a tragedy. It's very, very chaotic, kind of showing the face to everyone in the world what's happening here in America. And, we're really fighting good versus evil here. Here it is. You have the White House making a statement and trying to protect the transgender public out of this, incident that happened, and the media is making out, away all the news and the media, and, the government is putting this out to be, it's making it sound like a Christian went into a drag show and shot up a bunch of drag queens or something. And it was actually a transgender faggot. I like to call them demons because that's what they are.
They are.
And,
the demon acts.
And walked into a school, a Christian school, and killed a bunch of children. There's no justification for that on their side, on that part, anyways. But this is just another example, the direct attack on Christianity and its morals, its values. And the problem with this, our society has rejected God so much, the moral spirituality of believing in God. They want to erase them from everything. And because of that, people have this mindset that there's no God, but, I am God. They can do whatever they want. They can, get operations and move organs and pieces of their body off of them. And change themselves from what they're born to be, and that kind of mentality that's generating in our society is breaking down all the barriers of our traditions, our culture, our heritage, all of it, is breaking up the family on a dramatic level that we haven't seen in a long time, and it's breaking up a lot of homes and families and destroying our society. And it's turning, it's like what you said earlier, Eddie, our government has proven more to be more satanic than ever before. It's like we're living in the times of mystery Babylon that the Bible talks about all the time. And, it's a scary, time to be living in a way. All the years I've been involved in the movement, the last 4 to 5 years I have been involved, I would have never thought, I grew up Christian and learned the Bible and hearing the Christian racialist message for a long time and people warning us of these things that were going to happen in our time period. And, I didn't believe them at first after years and years none of this stuff was happening. And then I started noticing it and looking around like, wow, this 80-year-old man that was preaching this message was right. He proved me wrong. I can't believe I'm witnessing the end of days, what the Bible talks about. Like in the times of Noah is upon us right now. And it's very dangerous. That's why it's so important for people to prepare for this, this Antichrist that's taking over. because it's going to get a lot worse. But this is just the beginning. What you're seeing now is that this is something that's just starting and getting worse and worse every day.
I could not agree more, and I bet Rand does too. Rand, oh, would you like to how about responding to some of that with your own comments and questions, brother?
Well, I'd just like to second Brother Henry there. The root of this problem in our country is the spiritual and moral decay. Just as Brother Henry pointed out, we've just we've fallen so far, and I don't know what it's going to take exactly to get it back. I know we need God's help. But, you know, you got these radical leftists, that want to jump to the guns and blame the guns. But it's really the radical leftists that are the problem that promote this. We have a sitting president that's a pedophile president promoting these transvestites just days after three innocent Christian children were killed in Nashville, along with three adults, and he proclaims a national day of celebration or recognize these transgenders. It was Friday, the 31st, and I guess that'll be a holiday for some people. I hear the music for years to come.
You've got that right. And folks, hold on. We're going to go right back to Brother Henry and my brother, Rand Owen, as soon as we come back from this first commercial. Be right back.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I've got a few questions we're going to ask our guests and my dear co-host, my precious brother Rand, and then I'm going to step back in. I don't know if you people out there are familiar with this, if you're aware of what went on to the Tennessee State House this past week, but we have some LGBT demon-possessed, these mentally ill freaks. They stormed into the State House in Tennessee where the State Senate and Congress meets. They went in there, to my knowledge, totally unopposed. They had to be unopposed because they were in the floor, and they're lecturing with bullhorns in the floor of the highest office in the state of Tennessee, the Tennessee State Legislature, and they basically took it over. And they got these bullhorns, and they're lecturing to these soft, marshmallowy. You know what? The Tennessee State Legislature, those guys are acting more like, we used to think that queers were just soft and they were all little sissy pies, but these queers are getting tough. They've got guns. But anyway, these faggots came into this. Here's what happened. They came into the Tennessee State Legislature totally unopposed. I didn't see any security, no national police, no Davidson County Sheriff's Department, nothing. They were totally unopposed. And they're sitting there lecturing and intimidating these legislatures there in Tennessee. Not one finger was lifted to oppose them. Another thing I want to make a comment is, where is the manifesto that the faggot wrote? Everybody knows that this thing wrote a manifesto, and everybody knows she was saying she's going to go kill Christians. Where is the SPLC and the ADL and the FBI? Where are them and their crocodile tears? And I'll just hammer this again. I'm going to ask our guys, what's wrong, Rand, when you got these coward-ass white men standing around acting as they're just totally freaked out and they're paralyzed and can't take action? What about that, Rand?
Well, they cowards, Eddie, because they're afraid of being called bad names. They're afraid of being called bigots and racists. The trans and these transvestites, they seem to be the new chosen now. I mean, if you speak out against them, I mean, you got people sitting around watching Fox News, and you know, Fox News is on there, and they kind of go a little step toward condemning them, but they won't go all the way. But I got news for these so-called conservatives. Hell's going to be just as hot on the right side as it is the left side, and they can count on that. And they're going to pay for it one day. But we need to come out of, you know, we need to come out of Babylon, because that's where we at now. We in full-fledged Babylon, and we need to come out of it. People need to get some thick skin on them, not being worried about what they're going to be called. But like y'all said a few minutes earlier, what if that was one of us three that went into that state building and carried on like that? It would have been a total different scenario. They wouldn't have minded dragging us out. They wouldn't have minded calling us white supremacists or haters or bigots or racists. They wouldn't have minded doing that. But they don't want to be caught saying anything about these homos and these transvestites that are they just keep rising to the top. Like I said, they seem to be the new chosen. They seem to be the ones now that you can't say anything against or about. But I want to tell you what, I can say something about them. And if you don't mind, Eddie,
Fire away, brother.
I put together a little a denouncement for the state, being the state chairman of the Alabama League of the South, and denouncing all this. And if I could, I'd just like, it's about a minute long, probably. I just want to read it.
Please do, and then we'll get Brother Henry to comment on it. Go ahead.
But fellow Southerners, and as well as all like-minded people in this country and around the world, the Alabama League of the South strongly denounces the murders of the Christians in Nashville, Tennessee. Furthermore, we denounce transgender and transvestites of all shapes that go against the natural laws of our sovereign God. We point out that God's word refers to transvestites and sodomites and their lifestyles and as an abomination to our God, and we unshamefully denounce all forms of perversion. The League has for many years spoke out against this vile and wicked element that seeks to destroy Southerners and our way of life. We must stand without wavering against this immoral attack against our Southern society. We must prepare ourselves and be ready and willing to sacrifice ourselves if needed, and to stand with our God and his laws at any cost. We at the League also send our most sincere condolences and prayers to all that have been touched by these senseless killings. We at the League also denounce the immoral leadership of the United States. We disassociate ourselves from them and their wicked policies. We do not recognize in any way the so-called transgender community. We have said for years that we do not want this type of immorality to be brought into the public square so that our children grow up thinking that this is a normal way of life in any way. We also believe that there is no middle ground. You are either against these abominations to our God or you support them. As far as we are concerned, if you don't speak out and take a stand against them, you are as much of the problem as the immorality in itself. We pray that all of our white Southern brothers and others around the country, and sisters also, will finally say that enough is enough and say we don't want to be a part of a country that allows and furthermore promotes such wickedness. We now more than ever before need a free South and to gain our independence from this wicked empire. Thank you, Eddie.
That is on dynamite. Hey,
amen.
That is unbelievable. Hey, I'm going to read a couple of Bible verses, and I'm going to go right back to our guest and get him to ask him some questions, get him to tune in. Okay, people, this is out of St. John, Romans, out of the King James Version, verse 20. It's chapter 1, 26 through 32. And this is where the queers came from. It says, for this cause, I'm not going to read the whole thing. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And reprobate, when you're reprobate, you're as low as they get, to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, and deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And I'm not read the whole chapter, but that's with that in mind, and what Rand said, and also with these sissy asses, these effeminates on the state house floor. Dalton, give us your take, brother.
Oh, I can't disagree with y'all. I agree 100%. You know, we have to reject this. You know, not just reject it, but stand up to it. You know, if you can't stand up against evil, then you're just as guilty. And, you know, there's no more sidelines on this battlefield. Either you're with us or you're against us. And people need to get that out of their mindset, no matter what organization you're with or what group or banner that you're flying. If you reject this evil, you need to stand up, you need to fight back. And, you know, and that's the problem. People got to have that backbone. You know, we can blame the enemy all we want. We know who the Jews are. We know what the niggers are doing and the faggots. But the problem with this, out of all this, is the lack of a white man standing up to it. And you got to have that backbone. And, you know, people like, you know, the Aryan Freedom Network, League of the South, and all these other fine organizations that are standing up to this stuff. You know, we can only do so much. We're very lacking manpower because people are so afraid of the enemy. They fear the devil than they do fearing God. And that's the problem with our society. They fear the devil. And, you know,
well,
and we have to
hear the music. We got to go to another break. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back, folks, after this next break. So hold on.
Program. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmash. The death toll is rising from Friday's strong tornadoes. At least five people have died in Arkansas from the powerful twisters.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state is pulling together after tornadoes left a trail of death and destruction.
From a city, a county, a state, and a federal perspective, I would say that everyone is working in total lockstep.
Starting with the first responders, who were first on the scene.
I think the real story here isn't the damage that happened, but it's the heroes that were born out of the tragedy.
Sanders says she has been in contact with President Biden and Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, who promised full federal support for impacted communities. I'm John Schaefer.
At least 18 people were killed from the tornado stretching from Illinois to Mississippi. Security is being ramped up in New York City ahead of former President Trump's expected indictment on Tuesday. After flying into LaGuardia Airport Monday night and spending the evening at Trump Tower, Trump will head to the courthouse in Lower Manhattan to turn himself in at 2:15 Eastern Time. Reports indicate that he will not be handcuffed, but will be taken to a 15th-floor courtroom for fingerprinting and processing. Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina says, planning aside, it's uncharted waters.
We don't really know what's going to happen Tuesday because logistically this has never happened before. We have the Secret Service involved in an arraignment. When have you seen that before?
All other Supreme Court cases in the courthouse will be adjourned that afternoon. The Justice Department is suing Norfolk Southern Railway over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The lawsuit alleges the railway company violated the Clean Water Act for pollutants that were allegedly discharged when a train carrying hazardous material derailed in a fiery crash near the Pennsylvania border last February. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The Venus is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Southern Baptist Church, dear United Methodist Church, dear Episcopalian, dear Presbyterians, and SPLC, and ADL, and FBI, I'm still waiting. I've got my ears straining. I'm still waiting to hear some sobs and tears from you for these children, some prayers. I'm still waiting to hear some condemnation from you about these demoniacs, these LGBT. They're friggin' demons. They're not. It's not a sexual choice. It's not any kind of a gender choice. You're a friggin' freak. And this is my solution. We have to take these people and get rid of them. They have to be separated from society, from decent society. We don't want that filth around us. We don't want you demoniacs out there spreading feces on us like a bunch of flies at a picnic, because that's what you are. You're a bunch of sneaking maggot flies. You are your father, the devil. Go to Romans and read that, what Saint Paul wrote. You're nothing but demons. And if you're not, you follow that lifestyle, if you have any ability at all, I'm telling you, fair warning, you better go and get rid of that filthy lifestyle of yours, and you better accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, because you're going to burn in the most miserable hell of your life. And you know what? If you come screw around people like me and Ren and Dalton and us like that, you're going to go to hell a lot faster than you anticipated, because we are not going to put up with that crap at all. We will blow your head off if you try to harm our children. And that's from Eddie the Bible Miller. And now, Ren, I think you had a question for our guest. Go ahead, Ren.
Yeah, I got a question, but I'd like to make a comment real quick while I got it on the tip of my tongue, because we mentioned about the, and Dawson mentioned it before I did, and I agree with him 100%, about the spiritual and moral decay of this country. Well, it's coming from the top. You got the National Security Advisor, this Kirby. I can't think of his first name right now, but his
last
name.
Yes, yes, I saw that.
He just recently was on there doubling down that they gonna support these LGBT plus all of this stuff as part of their core. That's his words. Core policy. I mean, it's like this, brothers. It's like this. The United States policy is today to other countries: if you want to be our friend, you have to change your laws and you have to become immoral.
Yes,
that's the United States policy.
You're on fire, brother.
That's the United States policy. But my question is, I just want to throw this out here. How long before the Nashville police that did such a magnificent job at taking out that transvestite? Now, I wish they did release that manifesto, which we'll talk about in a minute. They need to release it. If it was one of us three, they would have already released it several days ago. But how long before the Nashville police are criticized and blamed for overreacting and killing that transvestite?
Hey, I got a quick comment about that, and then we're going to go straight for our guest. Do you remember when Dylann Roof, the white boy, went into that black church in South Carolina and shot it all to hell? It didn't take them hours. They ransacked his house. They got his little manifesto. And he said that he got his inspiration from the Council of Conservative Citizens. That's for sure. I know that. And I know that for a fact because some of our buddies used to be president there. He said it didn't take them long at all. And the manifesto was there for the whole damn world to see. I mean, probably that same damn day. So, black gorilla police chief in Nashville, where is the friggin' manifesto? Now, let's go back to you, Brother Henry, and answer that question that Rand asked you, if you don't. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just had to throw that out there as comparison. But go ahead, Brother Henry.
Well, we're probably never going to see that manifesto anytime soon because our enemy controls it. They don't want this propaganda used against them. And, you know, and that's the problem. Everyone's expecting this rule of law to rule against these people in a way. These people, they control the government. They control the jail, the prison, the justice system, the Department of Justice, the FBI, all of this. And they're the head honchos in charge right now. And there's nothing that we can do on a legal standard, you know, to get the stuff out there until it takes several days or weeks and everything for this manifesto to get released because the office's side is in control, and that's the problem. It's coming down. This attack, what just happened to this little Christian school in Nashville, this has been going on, you know, not just from this faggot, but from the Negroes and all that, all these other mass shooters and everything. All of them are, most of the time, I think it's, what, 80% of these mass shooters and mass killings are behind, you know, liberal-leaning, left-leaning people, you know, or they're black supremacists wanting to kill white people. You know, when that happens, you know, already in the media, they're already shutting this down. But what happened in Buffalo, New York, with the white man shooting up, you know, all these people in the grocery store, all these Negroes, you know, that was played on for months. You know what I mean? We never heard the end of that until something else happened and everyone wanted to keep quiet about it because it's the other side that did it again. And that's the problem. This propaganda that they're in control of, which is a big, big, massive, you know, media outrage, you know, what's happening. You know, that's why people are rejecting the news and the radios and the newspapers because they don't believe the media anymore. They're sick and tired of the hypocrisy. They're sick and tired of the justice system. They're sick and tired of their politics. And to be honest, a lot of people ask for solutions to this. The solution is for the system to destroy itself. And that's what they're doing. And because I have no hope in this government. I don't see no election fixing these problems. I'm being honest, I'm kind of done with that political party system thinking everything's going to be fixed like that. You can't turn this around anymore. It's the end of America and the downfall of the empire, which is a good thing. It's a good thing for us because the good side of this, when this system collapses on economic level or whatever, however it happens, people like us that believe in secession and independence in certain regions of the country, like, you know, in Texas here, you know, we're pro-Texas. We believe in Texas independence. And it's a really big movement here in Texas, you know, and that's the one thing a lot of people don't understand. Texas is going to lead the way on this eventually. And hopefully, you know, maybe some other parts of the South can succeed. You know, some parts of the South, I don't see doing it anymore, but, you know, only certain states. But, you know, it's coming down to it where the system has collapsed.
Let me ask you this question. You know, you're saying the solution is for the system to clash. First of all, I've got about a three-part question. I'll remind you in case you forget it. First of all, going back to what Rand said, how long is it going to be? Are the Nashville police going to, in the long run, are they going to be attacked and brought into court? Are they going to be, slandered and called hate mongers or overreaction? What about that? Rand,
probably,
answer that question.
Probably.
How long do you think it'll be?
You asking Rand or me?
Asking you. How long do you think it'll be?
I'm sorry. Okay. Be honest, it'll probably take a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, if they allow it to get released. And be honest, I can't answer that question because the system's so corrupt. I don't even know if we're even going to see it.
It's going to be a hate. Will it ever be labeled a hate crime, Ray?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it never will be labeled a hate crime. We all three know that, sitting right here, Eddie. I know you know it before you ask. But you know, I got you sprung. You mentioned the Dylann Roof. You know,
yes.
Led by Nikki Haley, that started a whole chain of removing Confederate flags from around the South, right? Well, I tell you what, let's do. Let's remove these stinking ass damn gay pride flags.
Bingo.
Let's get rid of those flags. How about
that?
Man,
you're full of it tonight, man. You're full of nuggets. Amen. But Rand, you're on fire tonight, brother. You certainly are. And
we all should be on fire. You know, I mean, like I said in the little statement, enough's enough. How much more of this crap are we gonna sit by and stand for from these unrighteous son of a bitches?
If I lift a finger, I might go to jail. I'm just going to go ahead and let them kill my little girl, sodomize my little boy. Because if I don't, they're going to call me up anti-Semite. Let me ask you this question here. Dalton, you said that, let me bounce back to you. You said that the solution is to allow, you know, and finally, and I believe you, I think that this country, we all know is in defeat, is in decay, and it's crashing. But what do we do to protect ourselves, to protect our children as best we can? But without until the system does crash, and we're going to a break, so hang on to that question, Brother Henry, and answer when we come back this break. People are going to the last break in the second hour. We'll be right back.
The proper role of law enforcement. How he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Oh dear, Blood River Radio family, before we went to this last break, I had asked Brother Henry Till. He said that the solution for all this crap going on in the United States against us Christian white people, the solution is for this so-called government to finish decay. It's in the process of decay now, but I asked Brother Henry, what is the solution? How, in other words, how can we protect ourselves from the coming continuous, not just a day of retribution, but a continuous day of vengeance, vengeance that the LGBT nationwide, the most radical LGBTQ demonized have said they're going to start. They said, here's what they said. One site said that the Nashville shooting of the children, the murdering of the children and the three adults up there was just the beginning. And they said, get ready, Christians, we're coming for you. So what do we do to protect ourselves, Brother Henry?
First thing you need to do is buy you a firearm. And you need to learn how to use that firearm. And it depends on what kind of caliber you like. If you never shot a gun before, go to your local shooting range. Pay for a trainer to teach you. That's the best thing you can do. And you need to teach your kids to learn how to shoot and your family, the whole family. And, you know, if you're a Christian, God says in Luke, sell your garment for a sword, right? And that's what every white Christian man and woman needs to do. You have to have these weapons in order to protect your family. That's what's going to end up happening. People that are standing up and shooting back, if someone, one of these faggots wants to come out and harm your family, or one of these non-whites that are a ravage, scene of the day, wants to come after you, you're going to have to defend yourself. And not only buying a firearm is another way to defend yourself is working out, getting physically fit, learn how to fight. Take self-defense classes. Learn how, learn boxing, MMA, dirty fighting. That's what we kind of call it out here. Little training tactics like that can help you in the long run in a situation like that. And another thing is to help out with a situation like that. If there's families out there, we encourage people to homeschool their kids, to get away from this demonic system and the public school systems, or put your kids in private Christian schools. And I know a private Christian school was attacked here lately, but, that's just some other solutions to keep your children away from the freak shows trying to harm them. And, and learn how to fight back. That starts off with each and every person listening tonight, every single one of them. And you're not prepared to fight back, all you're going to become is a victim. And
you know, and I have no intention of being a victim, and I don't think Eddie is or Ryan.
You got that right.
Yeah. And another thing, standing up to these queers, this racial mixing, this diversity, all of it, you know, you got to stand up again. If not, in your local community, you know, you might as well just let these people in your door and raising your kids themselves. And, you know, and you have to stand up. You can't be on the sidelines anymore. You have to go where these people are hosting these drag shows. Go to your church. Tell your preacher, you going to stand up against this? Are you going to stop this in our community, in our neighborhood? If they don't do that, you condemn that preacher. You vote him out. And you get him out of your church, because that preacher isn't a preacher of God. He's a preacher of the devil. And we're sick and tired of these churches that have turned their back on God. Should be fighting for God on this one. And,
damn right.
You know, and if people ain't going to do that, you know, they're cowards and traitors. That's the way we view them. And,
amen.
You know, I'm not telling people put a bullseye on themselves. I'm not telling them go out and arm people. But you're going to have to defend yourself eventually. And, you know, and there's more people out there that love to hear this stuff. But how many are y'all out there listening tonight are actually putting boots on the ground fighting against the people? And that's what it's going to take. And, you know, a courageous man has to stand up eventually. And if you ain't willing to stand up and put the full armor of God and trust God to lead the way, then you don't have no faith. You don't have the spirit, and you don't have the warrior mentality to fight. And you got to have that warrior mentality. And, you know, that's something. We only live once. We live once. And we have a soul for eternal life. This is just our flesh. Would you rather go before God on judgment day and tell him I stood up against evil? Or would you tell God that you're a coward and you did nothing and you allow the devil to rule your life? This is a spiritual test on every single one of us to reject this evil. And, you know, that's all we can do is reject it and continue to reject it until, you know, the day we die.
You're on fire. You know, you're on fire, Brother Henry. You're on fire. Yeah. I'm going to turn this back to Rand because we're running out of time. Rand, I'm telling you what, buddy. The Constitution has been, it's not only dead now, it's been dead forever, but it is dead and buried. You know, the communist, I'm putting this out there. They've locked the last election with Trump, and I'm certainly no fan of Trump. I mean, I can't figure out why the Jews and the homosexuals hate him. But they've locked, they rigged the election. Everybody knows that Trump should have won that election. The people came in and set him up with no known felonies. It's a trumped-up charges. They let him away. They've arrested him, handcuffed him, mugshots. Rand, they're killing our kids in churches, our statues of our cemetery, our ancestors. They're in our ancestors' graveyard. They're urinating and defecating in the graves, tearing the statues down like they did in Charlottesville, like they've done in Memphis. We've had a complete communist takeover. No one can argue that. We've got a police state going on here. And, you know, Rand, these LGBT, these mentally ill, demon-possessed degenerates are ruling. They're attacking us with the full backing of the government. If we lift one finger, if we go out and start attacking these queers, if we try to defend ourselves against them, there's going to be hell to pay. We're going to have to fight the so-called government too, because the government is a global homo. What you saw in Nashville is what I would say most all Democrats, especially in the White House, in the United States Capitol, would have loved to do that. They're condemning the children. In summary, we have a bunch of demoniacs, Satan worshiping, Jewish control, sodomites running this country, and they're attacking us. Rand, what's your solution? How do we protect ourselves to this government if this country implodes, Rand? What's your solution, brother?
Well, I'd say
I know that's a lot.
I'd say a couple of things, and I totally agree with Brother Henry on what he said about getting a firearm, learning how to use it, getting yourself in shape. You know, if you're overweight, you know, lose a little weight, get out and walk, and train to protect yourself. But what I'd like to add to that is that we need to pray. We need to pray to our God to show us how to defend him in this evil, demonic world that we live in. Because you mentioned communism, Eddie, brother, that's Satanism. It's straight.
Yes, it is.
All of this stuff is coming straight from the devil, and as you say, his foot soldiers, and they're on top right now. But, and I've said this before on the show, that they don't win in the end, brothers, and that's what gives me hope. Read the back of the book. They don't win in the end. We win. They're the ones that are going to be separated from the wheat. They're the ones that's going to be stacked up over there and lit on fire. Not people like us. Not people that believe in our God and stand against these evil ways, these immoralities, and stand with our God. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to trust in. And it's no doubt in my mind that he'll lead us through it, and that we will, as the book says, as I just mentioned, we will win in the end. But as far as these schools, and I hope we didn't say this on the air, I think we said it during the break, but let's arm our teachers in these private schools. You know, for me, myself, I wouldn't send my pit bulldog to a public school, but I know some people do. Maybe they have to. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd find a way. I did find a way when my children was young. But let's arm our have armed security at these schools. Arm the teachers. Get the teachers trained. Have them armed. And if some transvestite or whoever comes in there trying to harm those children, take them out without hesitation. Take them out. I mean,
yes.
But we arm. I say we, the higher ups, the elites. They arm the banks. They protect the banks. They protect these stinking politicians on the left and the right, which we both know. They're like Governor Wallace said years ago. There's not a dime's worth of difference in the Democrats and Republicans. And you know, you mentioned Trump. Let me ask you this, brothers. How could anybody after that last, I didn't before that, but even more so now, how could anybody with half a pea brain have any confidence in a federal election?
Yes.
I don't see how you could. If you don't realize that was a stolen election, I don't know. You really deceived. You know,
it's in our
really
face. They're in our face with it, Rand. They know it, and they're saying, they're pretty much saying, well, "So what? What are you going to do about it?" I'd like to throw something else out there too.
And you know, Eddie, I don't mean to interrupt you, brother.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, it's been said on this show several weeks ago, maybe a month, maybe a couple of months, that we would see Trump win handcuffs. We said that on this show.
Yes, we did.
And it's happened, and that's what they want. They want to put him in handcuffs and put him on that Duke tube and let everybody see and turn him into and demonize him. And like I say, I don't think Trump's the savior.
Hell no.
By no means, but he's a lot better than what the United States has at the higher leadership.
Well, guys,
right now.
There's the music. It's the end of the hour. People, I cannot believe we have gone through 2 hours of broadcast. Thank you so much, Brother Henry, for coming on tonight, brother. I'll be contacting you. You're a hard guy to get a hold of. But, hey, get in touch with me when you can. We'll have to have you on again soon. Brother Rand, you've been on fire. If if you want to, if you have time, you might want to stay on and talk to Sister Nancy tonight a little bit. But God, thank you so much, Brother Henry. I'll be getting back with you soon. People, dear Blood River Radio family, hang on. We're transitioning to the third hour. We'll be right back.